Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground.
Welcome back to 7 until the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Tamar Jacoby, Immigration Works USA, and give me the other one, Tamar.
OpportunityAmericaOnline.org.
All right, so let's talk about that a little bit. We wound up on that a little bit, unless you got something else you want to talk about.
Well, we should come back and talk about immigration later, but I'd love to talk about Opportunity America now.
Well, I think immigration's kind of... I think it is where it is. It's going to be there. It's not going to be the high focus now. We got all this other junk going on,
and we got
tax reform, healthcare reform. We got to get those things done. But I do believe that one of the major challenges America has right now in the marketplace is we've got a workplace disruption. We've got a mismatch of skills and opportunity.
Yep.
And this is not. This is not a 3 or 4 year thing, Tamar. This is spanning generations. And here's the thing. The force that's causing this is not being caught up with. It's actually opening up the gap right now because of AI, because of artificial intelligence, because we're not training our people as much as we should be, especially older people who need to be retrained, retooled, and redeployed. I think that's a major problem for America.
And that's what that's one of the big issues, the main issue, really, we focus on at Opportunity America. And so what we try to think about is, A, we work in Washington, and we try to think about, can we change the laws and can we change the way the money flows so that it goes more to that? But we also think a lot about, do we really know as a country how we should be training? And I don't mean just like what should happen in the classroom or in the you know, practicum lab.
Right.
I mean, more like who should be doing it, and how do employers and educators and trainers, how do they work together, and what's the best institution for it? And I don't think we have very good ideas about that. Like we used to have vocational education in high schools, but it was like an inferior track. We encourage that a little bit more now. It's kind of in fashion now, but we still don't give it very much money.
But tell me, where is the political will behind this? I don't see much of it.
No,
Mark.
There's actually a lot of support for it. I mean, that's the bill that passed this year. There's pretty unanimous support, but there's not people to have. It's harder work than that. We have to build some institutions and come up with some better ways of doing it. I mean, like, everyone's for apprenticeship, right? There's unanimous political support for apprenticeship. The problem with apprenticeship is basically a marathon, and not every company or every worker can run a marathon.
Do American workers want to run a marathon?
No, but it isn't just, we don't have for the trainers, for the schools, for the businesses, for the workers, we don't have a 10K race or a
5K race. But we've got a generation of people who want it now, Tamar.
Well, but that's the point. If we had some 1K races and some 5K races, people could get a start. And it's not because the people are lazy. It's because the only training model we have is a 3-year training model that costs the company $100,000 or $150,000 per worker. We don't have good training models. And we don't have enough money to it. And the culture says, go to 4-year college and that's all there is.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think it's a big problem, but it's not like a simple answer. There is political will, but people don't know what to put it behind, kind of. And we don't have the right mechanism. And, again, there's that stigma issue.
Let me throw something out at you here, Tamar. Look around society at the things that are going to need to be dealt with, fixed, modified, replaced, that are never going to be able to be done by a robot.
Of course.
People who become experts and professionals at those things over the next 20 years will be able to name their price.
But never mind even that, right? So let's just take low end. Like, so here's an idea I'm trying to talk about in Washington now. Infrastructure. Who's going to build the infrastructure?
Right.
Do you think we have enough workers who want to work
in construction? Well, of course, that kind of construction doesn't take as many people. It's like manufacturing. It doesn't take as many humans as it used to.
But they still don't have enough. Right now, there's a lot of people in construction.
Because giant earth movers operate by joystick now, not by lever.
I understand. But even so, they are people who build houses and put roofs on and stuff like that. Say they can't find the people. So here's what I say. I say Trump should say, first of all, every time Trump talks about infrastructure, he should talk about not just building the roads and bridges and broadband. He should talk about building the skills for the 21st
century. I agree. I've been saying that about every presidential candidate since 2000.
Well, okay, but he has a chance to do it now.
But none of the others did it either, though.
Tomorrow, you know that. Well, we've got a president's guy to do it.
I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. When I talk to him, I'll mention that for you.
All right.
Hey, Tamar,
give us
the websites again, please.
OpportunityAmericaOnline.org.
All right. Check it out, folks. Tamar Jacoby. She's the best. I told you we'd get smarter when Tamar joined us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.